As I walk, I feel my anger growing. I'm mad at Freddy and his bunch, sure, but I'm even madder at Principal Jansen and Ms. Niedermeyer, and the cops, and Melissa's father. I'm mad at all the kids who stared at me, and all the kids who didn't, and I'm mad at Andy. I let my anger twist and turn. I imagine terrible fates for each one of my tormentors, my betrayers, my persecutors. When I reach the chain-link fence surrounding the football stadium, I turn back to look at the school. The red brick walls look heavy and cold and indestructible. I follow the fence around to the gate. It's open. I enter the stadium and climb to the top tier of seats and sit in the sun and open my notebook. I begin to draw the sigil, tracing the invisible curves and lines in my head. The sigil mutates. The letters are almost impossible to see now, but I know they're there, tangled within the fire, fighting to escape. I stare at the completed sigil and feel my anger drain into it. As I stare into its twists and curves, I imagine licks of flame and searing heat. I look over at the school and imagine the bricks and steel melting into slag. And I see someone walking toward me. It's Andy. "Hey," he says, sitting down next to me. "Watching the game?" "I'm processing my anger," I say. "Is that like processing cheese?" He grins. A few minutes ago, I was mad at him, but now I see his smile and listen to his incredibly stupid joke, and all my anger melts away. How could I stay mad at Andy? "Yeah, it's like cheese," I say. "What are you drawing? Is that a fire?" "It's a flaming sigil." "Oh, cool. So how come you're here? I thought you had Spanish class." "I looked out the window and I saw you sitting out here, so I told Mrs. Garcia I had to go throw up." He laughs. "You know what she said?" "She said, 'You don't look so sick to me, but okay, you go vomito.'" "What if she looks out the window and sees you?" "She won't." "So I guess you're pretty mad at everybody." "You could say that. I'm thinking about burning down the school. Only I don't think brick is flammable." "You're quite mad, you know," he says in a British accent, doing James Bond. "Not mad, disturbed." "Okay, disturbed. But let's not burn down the school. I've got a better idea."
"What's that?"
"You got any change?"
I dig in my pocket and come out with a quarter and 3 dimes. Andy stands up.
"Come on."
This ends Disc 2.